Mike DeGubin and Maranatha. Welcome, beloved, to a few moments of Bible study together as we look into the truths of God's Word and consider and think about what is ours through the bread of life. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John chapter 6, verse 33 and 35. Yes, beloved, I hope you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, that you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you know the joy and the peace that comes through the living Christ. We've been talking about in our Bible study concerning God's creation of man in his likeness and in his image. If you would, note with me again here, in you that have a complete Bible, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. And you who do not have a complete Bible, we'll be glad to send you a New Testament if you will correspond with us. It'd be our privilege to place a New Testament in your hand containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. We'll also be glad to send you our prayer card with our picture. We'll send you a calendar. We'll send you other items that will help you in your growth and in your walk with the living Christ. And you can contact us by writing to us. You can write to Bob Griggs, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, capital P. On the next line, you'll put capital P, capital O, capital B-O-X. That's Post Office Box, capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X, and then the number 825. On the next line, you would put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That was the name of a Southern Ute chief. Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, then capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state that we live in here in the United States. And then you would want to put our zip code after that address, Ignacio, Colorado. Then you'd put 81137-0825. And on the last line, you'd put United States of America, R, capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period, which is the abbreviation for United States of America. Now, you can also contact us by writing to us on our email site, and you can look us up on the web. Our web address is bbfibobgriggs.com, C-O-M. That's B, like in Bob, and it's repeated, bbfibobgriggs.com. And that will take you to our website. And there on our website, if you'll go to the media library, you'll find much information there about our ministry. But if you'll go to the media library, at the top you'll see some little things that you can click on, and one of them says media library. You click on that with the mouse, and it will bring up the broadcasts, and you can listen to our broadcast. Now, we don't have any pictures with the broadcast, and so you'll just hear our broadcast. You won't see our picture, But you can listen to our broadcast, and you can listen to all of these Bible studies that we presently are doing together. And so I hope that you will join us if you do not have access to the radio on a regular basis, then you can join us on the website. That's bbfibobgriggs.com. Everything is together. There's no break between that address. It's one whole line, bbfibobgriggs.com. And we look forward to your joining us and listening in to our Bible study together. Now today, we're continuing in our study about how God created man. If you will look with us to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, this is the first book in the Bible, the book of beginnings. It's the first book of the Pentateuch. The Pentateuch is made up of the first five books of the Bible, sometimes called the books of Moses, because he is the one who wrote these first five books of the Bible under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And here in the book of Genesis, which is the book of beginnings, we see God's creation of man. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. And while you're doing that, let me remind those of you who do not have a complete Bible that if you will take our Bible correspondence course, which is free, if you will complete the first four correspondence courses, we have a number of different correspondence courses. Each course has a number of lessons. But if you will complete the first four courses, we will give to you a complete Bible, a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in the English language. And that way you can get your own Bible so you can follow along with us in our Bible studies. Now in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, "And God said, let us." And I want you to notice this. God, singular. It doesn't say the gods. It says God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Now over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23 over in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Thessalonica, speaks of man's whole being. And he says that man is made up of spirit, soul, and body, made in the likeness and image of God. For God is one, and yet God is triune. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. If you will go with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, and verse 35, notice Deuteronomy, chapter 4, and verse 35. God speaking through Moses, "Unto thee it was showed that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him." The Lord is God. Jehovah is God. There is none else beside him. Notice verse 39. "Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath. There is none else." None else besides the Lord Jehovah God. If you will go with me to Genesis chapter 6 and verse 4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, And every time in the Old Testament the word Lord is capitalized, it's referring to Yahweh or Jehovah. Jehovah. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Notice, he's talking about man being a trinity right here in verse 5. With all thine heart, that is man's spirit. With all thy soul, that is man's personality, his mind, the thinking part of his brain, his emotions, and his will, that's the soul of man. And with all thy might, that has to do with the physical part of man, the physical body. You see, God created man as a triune being in his likeness and in his image. And so we see that man is made in the likeness and in the image of God. 1 Thessalonians, you who have a New Testament or a whole Bible can go to the book of 1 Thessalonians. It's in front of the book of Revelation, and in front of Revelation, some short books, and then you come to Hebrews. In front of Hebrews, you come to some more short books, and one of them is 1 Thessalonians. In chapter 5 and verse 23, we read, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." And it's W-H-O-L-L-Y. He's speaking about the whole man. "And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so we're to love the Lord God with our whole being. Our whole being. Now notice again, here in Deuteronomy 6, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart," that is your spirit, "with all thy soul," your personality, who you are, "and with all thy might," your body, the whole being. We're to love the Lord our God fully and completely. I want you to turn with me again to 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 22. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 22. "Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. He alone is God." Till next time, goodbye.